Bibles. We got several scriptures to go to tonight. Turn your Bibles. And if you want to, you can always feel free to jot something down like you need to. Amen. We thank the Lord for our Bible study upon tonight. Amen. And unless the first scripture is found in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 5 through 6. When you have that, just let us know by saying amen. And we got several other ones, but we're just going to kind of walk through here. So we're not going to give you all the scriptures at one time, kind of talk over them a little bit. We want to speak on tonight. Our subject is, let your speech be seasoned with salt. Let me say that again. Let your speech be seasoned with salt. I know this is a different type of subject. We'll see what we're getting into. Amen. Upon tonight. Colossians, everybody have it, chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. It's right next to Thessalonians. It's one of them little books that's hide it in the back. Amen. All right. We're going to get ready to read. It says, walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how ye ought to answer every man. Amen. I'm going to read that again. Some of you still looking. Colossians chapter 4, verse 5. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Verse 6, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how ye ought to answer every man. Amen. Amen. The subject again of this lesson is, let your speech be seasoned with salt. Amen. How many know that salt is not good for us, but salt make your food taste better. Amen. Salt is a preservative. Salt keeps things. It preserves things. It's flavor. It gives you flavor to your food. Amen. It gives you some type of season to your food. So that's a good thing. What we're talking about. Let your speech be seasoned with salt. Amen. Speaking about how we conduct ourselves and our behavior. Amen. Especially with them in front of them that don't have Christ in their life. Amen. And not only with them that don't have Christ in their life, even among our brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to let our speech be seasoned with salt. Amen. Your speech is you're talking, your words. Amen. Let it be that of edification. Amen. Let it be of that of building up and edifying. Amen. The Bible said for us to be careful for nothing, because a lot of times people are watching you and they're watching me, and you don't always know who's watching you. You don't know who's always, none of us know who's always, but the Lord, we don't just do things for people to notice us, but you never know what people are listening to with their ears. You never know how people are viewing you. Amen. So you have to let your speech be seasoned with salt. Sometimes we have to be, the Bible said, be slow to speak, slow to wrath, but be quick to hear. Amen. And quick to hear, but slow to speak. You know, slow how we respond to things and slow what we say. And even sometimes, you know, it's not good to be heavy opinionated. I ask the Lord sometimes, you know, if someone's in a conversation later on, I'll be saying, Lord, I probably shouldn't have, you know, I probably want to be more discreet. You have to pray to God, be more discreet. There's a time to speak and a time not to speak. Amen. Because you can speak something and it can be out of season. Amen. And it's when it's a timely word, when it's the right word, it's going to help somebody. It's going to build up and edify. If it's not, it can destroy someone. Can I get an amen? Let your speech be seasoned with salt. Amen. Let the words of your mouth, we want to jump, that's one of my other scriptures, the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable to the Lord. Not so much to you or somebody else. Whatever comes out your mouth, amen, know that it should be acceptable unto the Lord. Can I get an amen? It say, walk with wisdom. Wisdom is, when you have wisdom, that means you are very wise. You ponder your steps. You don't do anything out of zinc. You don't say anything. Your actions and everything is preserved. You're watchful and prayerful. A wise person is going to be slow to speak, slow to wrath, slow in action. They're not going to just throw themselves out there and do anything. They're not going to just say anything. Wise. The Lord tells us to be wise as serpents, but harmless as dove. Even the Bible speaks about how the children of darkness are wiser, amen, than the children of light. It's some things that they won't even do, the ones that not say. And we as saints, we should even be the more discreet about our behavior, the things we do and say. Amen. Because how many know when the Holy Ghost is working, it will convict you and condemn you. Sometimes it'll convict you and condemn you right while it's coming out of your mouth or why whatever your actions are. Because it'll say, do you know that's wrong? You should not do it. Amen. So God, because the Bible said, how let our light shine that men will see our good works and glorify the Father in heaven. You're going to draw somebody one way, or you're going to draw them or drive them away. People see your life and they see, amen, Jesus in your life. When trouble hits or when they need somebody, who they going to come to you? But if they see something else coming out of you one minute and something else coming out of you this way, the Bible said we cannot bring forth bitter and sweet water at the same time. That's a corrupt fountain. Amen. So God wants us. This is the hour that people need a savior. This is the hour people need help. So they need to see a consistent walk, and they need to see a consistent talk and a mannerism and behavior that they can really count on for some help when they need it. Can I get an amen? So it said, let your speech be seasoned with salt. And we talked about salt is not healthy for you. Eat a lot of salt, too much sodium. It's not good for you, but it sure make your food taste better. And it makes it's a preservative too. And God will have us to be preserved. How many know it's a good thing to know how to, like the little, y'all hear me what I'm going to say, the little girl used to ride my school bus, she said, I don't care about my behavior, but it's good to care about your behavior. Amen. It's good to care about your conduct, what you leave behind, what a person is going to remember when you walk away. Was that a nice person? Did they, hurt my feelings, or how did they conduct themselves? Were they talking and running down people? What were they doing? You know, that's going to be with them when they leave your presence. Amen. So the Lord is saying to us, because see, the Lord is going to reap a harvest of souls. And you never know who's watching you. On your job, you never know who's watching you. That's why the devil always try to do something to make you very upset. In your neighborhood, at the store, in your family, the devil wants to make you do something upset so you can act ugly, so people can say, I thought they supposed to be saved. Now, they supposed to be saved, but they about ready to cuss me out over here. They ain't no more saver than I am. Amen. God wants us to be consistent. Amen. He wants us to be consistent. And then when he makes us consistent, he actually works on our character. That's why some of the trials and things that we go through, we keep wondering why we keep going around the mulberry bush. I keep going through the same thing with this person. I keep going through that same. There's something in you God is trying to get out of you, and something he's trying to put on the inside of you. Because when you have been made in that area, God's not going to waste no time. Keep working on you. Now he's going to let you go on to something else. Because it will always be something else. I mean, no, we are clean through the word. The word, if you cannot be perfected by the word, you cannot be perfected at all. This word right here will make you, if you do what it said, not just know it, you have to do it. And it perfects you. It makes you a better woman, and it makes you a better man. It'll make you a king or a priest. So when you come into the things of God, some people say, oh, they're so anointed. You have got to walk through some things and be perfected in some things to get over to the anointing. The anointing is a price to pay. That means you're not operating in your flesh 1 minute, operating. So you know how to conduct yourself. You know how to be in control of you. Amen. This might be meat, but we need to eat meat and get off the milk. Get people milk all the time. They stay safe, honey. God knows everything. That's baby-fied milk. You done drunk that for years. It's time you eat some meat. You become strong when you begin eating meat. You'll be able to discern right from wrong. Baby don't know how to discern right from wrong. They drink everything you give, eat up everything you give them. They don't know no better. But if you've been walking with God's love, God expects you to eat meat and to walk therein so you become strong. Like I say, wisdom is to be wise. And wisdom will make you intelligent. Wise, knowledge, good judgment, common sense. This common sense, knowing how to conduct your behavior, knowing how to conduct yourself. God can send you anywhere. Amen. He can send you anywhere. Know how to conduct yourself. Behavior, good judgment is knowledge, intelligence, being wise, common sense. Good judgment, wisdom. All right. And it says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time, which means to make good of the time. It means to take advantage of the time. It means to take opportunity of the advantage that you have to reach souls. Don't use that time. Make a good time, make good of time. Take redeem time is to make good of the time, take advantage of the time, and use the time wisely to do the things that you need to do for the things of God. Don't waste time serving God. Don't waste time with your things you say and do. Don't waste time. Time is too valuable. Redeem the time because the days are evil. God wants to use you. He ain't got time for you to be just messing up because he wants to use you. Can I get amen? Let your speech be sometimes with grace, seasoned with salt. I'm going to read that again. Let your speech be sometimes with grace, seasoned with salt. I often say, I'm going to keep going over that over and over again to make sure that we say always, not sometimes. Always knowing how to conduct your behavior, know how to conduct yourself all the time. You're consistent in conducting yourself the way you're supposed to conduct yourself. Now, I tell you, when you stand in relationship with God and you're communicating with him and you're walking in the word, you're walking in what you know, you're going to always stay, amen, with you, even when the devil try to come and you kind of slip up, you're going to get right back in there. You're going to let your speech be seasoned with salt. Always. You're going to get it together. If you're not communicating with God like you need to, you're going to be in it 1 minute and out of it the next minute. I'm Dr. Jekyll today, and I'm Mr. Hyde the next few minutes. I'm going to switch back and forth because I'm not consistent in walking in the grace. Whatever God say once, he said it twice, and he says he don't change his mind. If he say this something to you, he mean what he say. He say what he mean. He didn't change it the next few minutes. So you're supposed to keep on doing it. What he say do. Amen. Not saying that we are perfect. We all have shortcomings. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes. You make mistakes. But when you make a mistake, it shouldn't take you a whole week to realize I made a mistake. You need to realize the Holy Ghost will let you know right away. When you say, Lord, forgive me. He don't mind us asking for forgiveness. He didn't say that we were perfect. But we asked him for his help. He said, let your speech be always seasoned with grace. Seasoned with grace. Grace means a politeness, decency, respect, pleasant, courtesy, good manners. Grace is a good thing. It's all good. Grace is all good. It's politeness, decency, respect, pleasant, courtesy, good mannerism, good manners. That becomes to be your behavior all the time. This is a perfecting word right here. It's like letting it, because you can't really reach souls the way you're supposed to reach them, amen, until you in that place where you need to be at. Can't do what they do. We, you know, sometimes we got, what would you call it? You know, I can't think of the the word. We have epics and things. We have different things, way that, you know, our culture, we say, talk a little slang here and slang there, but there's a time and place for all things. We can't be too cool over here. Something. I know people getting real tight and cool up in the guy's pulpit saying almost anything. We're not supposed to do that. We need to know how to conduct our behavior. I know we may use a little slang, a little, you know, in the time we live in, but it shouldn't go so far away. Amen. And the good thing about it, if you're going to say something, you want to know what you're saying. Because if you're repeating something, you might not know what the meaning of it is. Lord, he perfects you. God is, the Holy Ghost is a school all by itself. It will teach you things. Amen. It will teach you things to come. Amen. Because God's, if he put his anointing on you, you're going to be effective. You're not going to be half-stepping. When he get through with you and me, you're going to be in the best school that you ever been to. Amen. How many feel like I'm in God's school? I got my hands up. I feel like I'm in God's school. He's the best teacher. Amen. Let your speech be always seasoned with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how to know how ye ought to answer every man. There's a reason for that. Amen. Even when Jesus was being tried on trial, he was here, before he got crucified, they took him to all these trials trying to find fault with him, everything. He knew how to answer him. In our day and time, Jesus was real cool. He knew how to handle his business. I remember one time they were saying, tell us if you are the Christ. Tell us it, because we have the power to do this and do this. And he said, you have no power. There was a time he spoke up, and there was a time he shut up. He didn't say nothing. But it was so effective. We read it today. When it's time to speak up, he had us to speak up. It's not God's will. He's not going to just, he's going to prove us somebody just running over us and just using us as a rug. He'll show you what to do at a timely matter. Amen. He knows he'll take care of it for you. And if you need to speak up, he'll let you speak up in a decent way. You can tell somebody, put somebody in their place and so nice. They have to get in place with God's help. You ain't custom out of that. You just tell them in a very nice way. They get the point across. Let your speech be always seasoned with grace, seasoned with salt. Grace and salt, that's good. In the spirit, that's a good thing. Flavor, season, grace, goodness, respect, pleasant, good manners. People, when they leave your company, they'll say, you know what? I don't know about that young lady. I don't know about that young man. But I tell you, I believe God is really in their life. They're so nice. They're decent people. Amen. All right. In the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 23. When you have that, would you say amen? It says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. I've heard that scripture ever since I've been saved a long time ago. I heard it repeat that scripture. And, you know, when you really study it, you really get something out of it. All things are lawful. What does lawful mean? Laws and rules and things you're supposed to do and permissible things, allowable things, legit things, justified things, things that will slide through. You know what I'm saying? They're lawful. I mean, it's okay. So it's okay, but the word but comes behind it. Because some things might be right. You might call it right. You might be saying the right thing, but you might be saying it at the wrong time. So it's lawful. If you say this is this way over here, you say that's lawful, but maybe it wasn't for you to speak about it. So we're saying all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. Expedient means it's not convenient, it's not beneficial, it's not profitable, it's not effective, it's not useful, and it's not helpful, and it's not needful. That means you doing it, but you really need not to do it because it's not going to help nobody because it's off timing, it's out of zinc. You're speaking truth, but you're speaking at the wrong time. You're singing a song, but you're singing it at the wrong time. You're doing this, but you're doing it at the wrong time. All out of place. It's good, like you, what you do, but we don't need that. If you go to someone and you're trying to get a job and you say, you got all these credentials, know how to do this and that and other, they don't care nothing about all your credentials if they're looking for a person to do this over here. They don't care about all that. They're going to look for the person they need to hire to do this job. They don't care nothing about all the DDDs you have, what you have. They don't care about that. That's what God is saying. Lawful, you may have what it takes, but if it's not the right time, right place, it's not expedient, we don't need it, we need something else now, it's not useful, it's producing nothing. So that's the scripture. It's like, it's lawful, but not expedient. Then it goes right behind it where it says all things are not expedient. It says all things are lawful for me, but all things do not. All things edify not. I just kind of explained that. That means they're not good for nothing. Edify means, it says, all things edify not. Edify means to build up. You edify somebody, that means you educate somebody. Maybe you know how to teach somebody. You guide somebody. You enlighten somebody. You can inform somebody. You develop and improve. You build up things. But if it's not expedient, you're not going to build anything up. You're going to tear it down instead of building it up. So all things are lawful for me, but all things do not edify. You can preach a message out of zinc, out of timing, but people really don't need it, or they don't, and nobody's paying attention. It's all going all over their head. I've seen that. People do that. Sometimes people do that. You'd be like, what in the world are they talking about? Do the whole message? Now, you might miss something, might not say what they're talking about, but the whole message, you've been lost them from the beginning to the ending. That means that was the wrong message for the whole entire place. Can I get an amen? When you edify, you're going to hit right on target, and you're going to help people. You know, what did he say in the book of Corinthians? It said, it's that certain sound. You can play something out of sync, and the people looking for the sound. Not because I want to say it, not because I want to do it. I just want to do it. Did God tell you to do it? Did God put you in the right sync and harmony of it? You know, you can have somebody beating a tambourine and somebody, you know, hitting the drum. And, you know, we can go through the whole example of that to wake some of y'all up tonight if I want to. Somebody hit this and somebody hit that and somebody hit that. No harmony. Y'all be like, what in the world is really going on up in here? Wrong timing. Time is everything. Some people, I just got to tell it. I got to tell it what the Lord has done for me. And you take 45 minutes to tell what the Lord done for you. And he put about everybody to sleep. You went there. And did God really tell you to do that? He didn't tell you to take up the whole service like that anyway. Oh, I just got to go do this. Did God tell you to do that? Because if he tell you to do it, it's going to be effective. It's going to help somebody. Amen? So, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not. It's not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. And in the book of Psalms, anybody get anything out of this? In the book of Psalms, chapter 19 and verse 14. Amen. One of our favorite scriptures, I'm sure probably a lot of our favorite scriptures, we ask the Lord all the time. Psalms 19 and 14. Can I get amen? So anybody that has it, we move it on. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. It didn't say let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my own sight. It said in thy sight. Oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We care about what God thinks about us. How many of you know you feel like you care about what God thinks about you? You care what the Lord thinks about you. You care how you conduct yourself and carry yourself before the Lord. When nobody's there looking. you know that God is always looking. He's aware. So you're like, Lord, let the words, whatever come out of my mouth, let me be pleasing in your sight. Let me not do and say the wrong thing. I don't always cross every T. I don't always dot every I. But Lord, much as possible, keep me within your will. Let the words, that means let the words of my mouth, the things I say and do, and let the words of my mouth and the meditation, the things I think in my heart. See, people think God just carries, see your word, but he see your heart too. He knows the man's heart. He knows your heart. He knows what's in your heart. You can tell Lord, tell somebody something all day long. God know in your heart. He said, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is from me. So he letting you know I know your heart. You can't fool God. You might fool yourself or somebody else, but you can't fool God. You know, he said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation, the things I meditate on, God, let them be acceptable in your sight. We have to think about, what am I meditating on? Amen. Amen. So in 1 Peter, that's our last scripture. Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 14 through 16. When you have that, would you say amen? All right. It said, as obedient children, not fashioning ourselves according to the former lust in your own ignorance. God is saying he wants us to be as obedient children, not fashioning ourselves according to the former lust in our ignorance. God don't want us to go back and pick up ways and things like we used to do. Amen. Some things he don't even want us to be saying. Amen. The Bible said it's even a shame to mention of some things. There's some things God don't want you to let coming out your mouth. It's under the blood. Can I get an amen? There's some things people don't need to know about you or me. Amen. He'll let you tell what he wants you to tell for a testimony. But some of that stuff, you need to be quiet and I need to be quiet if we say anything. He said some things are a shame to say the secret things. Because God didn't put it up under blood and somebody look at you, they look at you in a different way. You know, you can't tell people nothing nowadays anyway. They ain't going to forget it. Amen. If you tell me you was a thief and a robber, some things, I tell you, they looking at you, they still thinking, oh, you still stealing and robbing. There's just some things you cannot tell. Some things you don't need to tell. It's a hush. God didn't put it up in the blood. He done sanctified. Leave it alone. Don't resurrect it back up. Amen. That's why it ain't good that some people back in the day, you know, people just keep going over there. It's good to say what God delivered you from. But if you keep talking about it, you're talking about like you want to relive it all over again. I was a whoremonger. I was this. You can say that all the time. Make you think, do you really want to go back to that or what? You thank God he saved from that and keep it moving. Some things God would not let you share with anybody unless he has a reason. Don't you thank God for that? He ain't going to put you out on blast like that. He said, as obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust and your ignorance. God said, not doing the former things that you used to do. Don't say the former things what you in your ignorance. Somebody give God a praise. And he said, but as he which have called you is holy. Remember, God is holy. He said, but he has called you is holy. So be ye holy in all matter of what? I can't hear you out there. Be in matter in all what? What does conversation mean? All discussion and communication and talk. I don't know about how God deals with any of you, but God keeps me in check. If you let the Holy Ghost work, you ain't got to have nobody calling you, following up on you and stuff. God ain't made nobody no police. Nobody's supposed to be doing that anyway. You'll walk right when you're in front of God's people. You'll walk right when you leave them. Because the Holy Ghost, if it's really working, it's going to keep you in line. Sometimes people, they don't, if you find yourself, you know, you want to be so secretive, don't want to, amen, I don't want them, I don't want them, nobody know what's going on. You ain't got to hide them, God knows anyway. Amen. Amen. It said, but as he which have called you is holy, be ye holy in all matter of conversation. And it means the conversation, it means in your word and talking, and it means your lifestyle and everything too. Amen. And it said, because it is written, be ye holy as I am holy. Holy is not just clothing and all that. Holiness starts from the inside. Holy means to be Christ-like, to be, follow Christ. Follow the way, you know, what he said in his word for you to do. That's what make you holy, not just out appearance. Out appearance is part of it, because you got to tell people that, because people are going to start doing some of everything. The Holy Ghost will lead and guide you. You need not that a man teach you everything. It will lead and guide you. It will convict you and condemn you on some things, what you should do and what you shouldn't do, what you should wear and what you shouldn't wear. You can't look over there and say, I'm going to go do this because songs I'm doing it. Did God tell you to do it? Amen. Sometimes you don't watch, you can open yourself up for a can of worms, because the Bible said a little leaven, the what? The little leaven letting the whole lump. Most of the times, it's not things that are sin. Everything is not a sin, but it may cause you to sin. Can I get an amen? Everything is not a sin, but some things can cause you to sin. Somebody else might be all right. That's what they do. They don't have no problem. But if you ain't used to doing it, God took you a different way, you hop over there and try to do that, it take you in some areas you ain't never been in before. So some things you don't want to give no place to the devil. You don't want to open up a can of worms for yourself, because the devil, once he put a hook in you, he'll take you further than you want to go. You be saying, let me out of this car. He'll drive you on to hell. You don't do things because other people are doing things. You do what God puts in your heart to do. You be a leader yourself, not a follower. You don't say, well, I'm going to do this because they're doing it over here. I don't see them wrong way. You need to go and see the God, especially if God got you going a different way. You need to find out, did God tell me to do that? If God say do it, you all right. God didn't tell you to do it. You get ready to go in a whirlwind, because the devil ain't going to stop there. As soon as he have you doing that, he have you do something else. It will not stop. Amen. So back to saying, let your speech be seasoned with salt. Amen. And let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart, let it be acceptable to God. You know when something is acceptable to God, because the Holy Ghost will let you know that. You feel some type of conviction. That ain't right. That wasn't right. Well, I did this and I conduct myself this way, or I look like some type of way that I know I shouldn't have been looking, doing. And the Holy Ghost, you really got it. It's going to make. But some people override the Holy Ghost. They doing it over here. I don't care. They override conviction. If you override conviction one time, you're going to keep. It's going to be easy for you to override all the time. Amen. So let's give the Lord a great big hand praise. I believe I'm done. If y'all clap a little harder, then I might know y'all clapping because I'm done. Got you on that one then. Let's get Lord another great big hand. I got you on that again. Amen. Amen.